Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Coach LaLisa Show, and I am LaLisa J. Williams, coach, author, speaker, trainer, and just loving life. I am so glad to be here this morning, another Wednesday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to just go on and get started and welcome, welcome, welcome you to the show this morning. Hope you had a super fantastic week. Hope that you stayed up and then you didn't let anything get you down. Hopefully that you went out and pursued your dreams and not just resting on your laurels. Hopefully you solidified or established your vision. Because without a vision, the people shall perish. So you want to have that vision. You want to have those dreams. And you want to be able to reach your goals in life. Well, this is the Coach LaLisa Show. And our topic, we've been talking for the past 2 months, almost since the year started, about how to live happy and whole. Finally, it's like this year, 2010, is bringing about such a wave, something new. Now, this year, 2010, is ushering us right into our destiny. I mean, we're soaring high, and I know that if you are in the land of the living and if you are in tune to the development that is taking place, watch this. The development that is taking place within you, you will see the manifestations of that development around you. You know, there's a psychological study that talks about a person spends more time, maybe 90% of the effort, on working on things and worrying about things that is not within their control. They talk about that 90% of things that are outside of our control. But we put 90% of our efforts on the things that are outside of our control. And only about 10% of our effort do we put on things that are within our control. Well, I want you to flat out turn that around. I want you to change your mindset, change your heart, change your thinking, change your words, and your actions will change. But I want you to change your behavior, which does start with changing your thinking. So I'm so glad you tuned into the show this morning. But I want you to focus your energies, your efforts, your skills, and your abilities on the things that you can control. Things like what you say and how you feel. You know, because there are people who don't believe they have control over their feelings. But you absolutely must control how you feel. And one of the ways you can do that is by stop saying that somebody made you feel a certain way. She made me mad. He made me so upset. They make me sick. So I want you to stop saying those kinds of words and start, if you have to say anything, you will say, if you're telling someone an account of something, you can say, I got mad when this person did this, this, or that. Because once you find the things that tick you off, now you can be more aware of them. So when they happen, you can arrest that feeling right from the door. Just arrest it from the get-go. Well, we are here and we are, I just want to warn you now, when you tune into this show, if you don't want to be motivated, encouraged, empowered, then this is not the show for you, because that's what we're going to do right here each and every week. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to, you know, put people down. I'm not here to be negative. I'm not here to tell you what you can't do, though there are some things that I want you to feel as though you can't do. And one of those things is I don't want you to feel, you know, in other words, I can't lose my mind. I can't think negative. I can't get upset because people didn't do this, this, or that. So there are some things that you can't do. But in this show, we want to talk about the positive things, because what I have learned in all of my research and activities as I was writing my one book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, what I learned along the way is that when you decide and make up your mind that you want something, you will absolutely go and get it. And so if you really want to be happy and whole, you want to have a positive mindset, and that you realize that what you give out is what is going to come back to you. And we want to give out the very best. How many of you want the very best? You know, if you just want the very best, well, guess what? The only way you're going to get it is that you must give out your very best. And that means at work, at home, in the community, wherever you are, wherever you go, you want to be a huge, huge success. And I want to be here, and that's my job. That's my role. You know, doctors get paid to diagnose you and assess your physical makeup and chemical and biological makeup. Psychologists, they get paid to look at your personality and how you think and act. Well, what I do, my absolute job here is to empower and to motivate. That's what God has gifted me with. That's what He has prepared in me, the path that He's, you know, led me on. That's all I know how to do. That's all I, you know, and I, you know, in order to be successful, you see, once you find your purpose and you find your strengths, now you can play to those strengths. And we're going to talk about some of those things throughout the course of the year, and we want everybody to be grounded in your purpose, to know. I mean, it's nothing like living life on purpose. I mean, that's the highest living. When you are that's the top. There's nothing higher than that. Is when you understand your God-given purpose. When you know that you are fulfilling your destiny, not mama's destiny, not auntie's destiny, not daddy's destiny, but your destiny that God has created you to do. See, when that happens, you can be happy, you can be whole, and you can live in total, ultimate fulfillment out of life. Nothing can shake you, nothing can break you, nothing can stop you, and nothing will hold you back. You will achieve. Oh my God, you know, isn't it amazing? You understand your purpose. You will wake up in destiny. You will go move throughout your day in destiny, and you will go to sleep at night, and you will dream more destiny. You know, that's one good way. I talk about it in my book, Release Your Power. That's one good way to get more talents and gifts and skills and abilities, is to use the ones you already have. And one way to know which ones you have is to, you know, take one of those assessments. If you email me, I will lead you to some that you can take. I actually have an awesome program that you can sign up for that will walk you day by day into your purpose. You don't have to try to figure this thing out by yourself. I didn't, and neither did anyone else. Every one of us that is living life on purpose and living out destiny, We didn't figure this thing out by ourselves. No, we didn't. We had help, and that's what I'm here to do, is to help you. Nobody makes it on their own. There's nobody that's an island unto themselves. No, no, no. We had men and women to come into our life and to usher us, push us, encourage us, and even lead us into our purpose and to cause us to now spring forth. And I can't help but to want to give back. That's what I'm created to do. So I welcome you to the show today. Please welcome all of those in the chat room. And I'm glad you're listening to the show. Hello there. Hope you like the show. Do you have any comments or question? Glad you're listening. And again, you know, we're talking today about this living whole, happy, and absolutely free. This is the day. This is the day. You know, God created this day. You didn't have to be here, and I didn't have to be here. You don't have to live happy and whole. A person can choose to live miserable. It's your choice. You know, we choose to live. I'm glad you asked. My topic for today, I want to talk about top 10 things that successful people must do. There are many things that successful people must do, but let's just narrow this down and let's just look at the top 10 things that successful people do. Because you want to be a success. We all want to be a success. And in order to really live happy and whole and free, free from what? Do you want to be free from your worries? How many people want to be free from their worries? I know I do. You know, I don't want to, you know, I was told when I was a little girl that worrying would make you grow older quicker, and that worry would also put a lot of wrinkles, you know, on your face. So, you know, people tell us these things as children, and we just grow up believing that. And worry, and the one thing we know, because it's been proven medically and scientifically, that worry does cause stress, and that stress can lead, you know, into some other debilitating diseases, degenerative type diseases that we don't want to get. But thank you very much in the chat room. Thank you. Yes, so, you know, it's important that if you want to live happy, you want to live whole, you want to live successful. So we're going to talk today about top 10 things that successful people do. Now let's look at number one. It's not rocket science, but for sometimes people need to be reminded. You absolutely have to work hard. Yes, hard work is still the way to success. I know, I wish there was another road. I haven't found it. If you found it, please email me and let me know what it is. You can contact me right here through Blog Talk Radio. But hard work is nothing like hard work. And, you know, the result of your hard work will pay off. It may not pay off instantly. It's just like going to the gym. You can go to the gym and you can work out and you can work hard and you can get on that treadmill and you could run around that gym. You may even get in the pool and do laps. You may work hard for it. It may be a solid week, 3 weeks, maybe even 2 or 3 months, but you may not see the results until 6 months later. Well, that's just the way it is. Hard work, but it does pay off in the end if you stay focused and if you work hard and you always try to improve on your performance, improving on your performance. So number one, you absolutely have to work hard. The next thing successful people do, the next thing, thank you very much in the chat room for putting that on Facebook. Thank you. And I welcome you to the show. the next thing you have to do after you work hard is that you have to be curious and eager to learn. You know, ask questions, read books constantly, all the time. I'm always on the internet or sometimes, you know, just going to the bookstore. And you want to read books that feed your mind. You want to read books that will build you up. You don't want to read books that are tearing people down. One of my favorites is an author by the name of John C. Maxwell. He's a phenomenal teacher on leadership, because one thing I learned about leadership is that your team, your greatest team member as you are leading is yourself. Don't worry about if anyone else right now is on your team. You're on the team, and so you have to lead yourself, and you want to know how to do that. You want to be able to reach your fullest potential in life, and so he's a person that you can absolutely get, author John C. Maxwell. Another one of my famous favorite authors is Dr. Stephen Covey. Awesome person, a powerful teaching he has out there about the 7 habits of highly effective people. And then we have also one of my all-time favorites is Dr. Wayne Dyer. He talks about your erroneous zones and how you can control and have control over what you feel. But we know that just makes great sense. Well-known, also wonderful. We know that there's a wonderful teaching out there about how you can, your thoughts become what you say. And as a man thinketh, so is he. And so you want to be on point with your thinking and what you are thinking. Yeah, you know, you well known among many hosts. Wonderful. I will definitely visit your show. Definitely. And, yeah, it's not that I'm not, you know, I'm not your pen name. Yeah, that's interesting pen name you have there. And, not afraid to say it, but, you know, but see, we have choices today. We really do have choices. So, number one in our top 10 things that successful people do, number one, they absolutely have to work hard. Number two, they want to be curious so that they can learn. Because when we learn, we do. As we do, we learn. As we do, we get better. The more we learn, the higher we can go, the higher we can grow, the more choices we have. And that's what I learned the hard way, is that the more you know, the more choices you have. Therefore, if you ever get backed up into a corner, or your back is up against the wall, or you're standing at a crossroad wondering which way to go, which decision do I make, the best decisions come about when you have more than just one or two alternatives. And so the learning can help with that. And I actually was taught that as a child. My mother tried her best. Well, she did. She did an awesome job to teach me that. It's just that I didn't follow it until very, very, very later in life. But we were always reminded that we were going to be late bloomers. So you can tell. But anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, learning and being curious and eager to learn, wanting to learn. Successful people, they do this. Now, the third thing that successful people do, they network. They love people. They know a lot of people. They talk to all kinds of people. I'll never forget back in 1997, I was in the airport flying down to Houston, Texas. I was on my way to a job interview, actually. And here I was in an airport, you know, strangers all around, and there was a man sitting next to me, and we just began to talk. We were actually in the airport waiting on the same flight. Well, by the time we got through sitting in the airport, waiting on the flight, getting on the plane, flying all the way to Dallas, You know, I knew his whole life history. I knew how he was planning this big wedding for his fiance, and the kind of work he did, the kind of work she did, and he knew about me. I mean, it was just fabulous. And I've met people like that so many times. There's another woman that I met, and now we do major projects together. I met her in an elevator. Oh, my God, I've met people on the Internet. Just look at this Blog Talk Radio show. You can't even imagine the hundreds and hundreds of people that I've met through the show. And then there's my neighbors. There's my coworkers. The place where I work right now, I do have a full-time job. I know the majority of the people on my job. And when I say I know them, not just their names, I know a little bit about them. So you want to network. Successful people do this because these are people that can give you clues about things in your life that will lead you to your next level, to your next dimension, to your next assignment. These are people that can keep your life fun and exciting. You know, I just meet so many people. They're just miserable, flat out miserable. Sometimes they're even misery and resentment can a lot of time manifest itself in meanness. People are very rude, and, you know, you wonder, why are they like that? Well, you never know truly why, but it does make you stop to wonder. So, you know, networking, you can meet new people. Now, number four in our list of 10 things that successful people do. Do all successful people do this? Yes. If they don't do exactly like this, they do some variation of it. And let me tell you what that is. Successful people do some variation of not quitting. They just never quit. These are individuals. They are, not necessarily a one-night, you know, wonder overnight. Not necessarily. Sometimes you will see that happening, but that's because they may, you know, be very successful in one night, but it started months and months and even years ago. So these are individuals that never quit. They get knocked down, but they get back up. If a project or a deal that they're working on goes sour, yes, they may pout for about a half a minute, but they're going to get back up. They're going to take that project, that situation, they're going to look at it, and they're going to, instead of pouting, they're going to spend time analyzing what could they do better. Yeah, you're going to look at what you did wrong, but you're going to look at what could I do better next time? How can I learn from this? How can I allow this to take me higher? But they don't quit, and they do not give up. Successful people, they don't quit, they don't give up. As a matter of fact, just want to let you know, this day right here, I'm celebrating 20 years of marriage. It is my anniversary. Hi, sweetie. Congratulations. You stuck it out with me for 20 years. Let me tell you, the only way you're going to get to a 20-year marriage is that you don't quit. You know, had we quit, you know, had we given up 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be here to say that. But because we didn't give up, you think we didn't have hard times? Absolutely, we did. But we didn't quit. We never gave up. And how did we do that? Well, we just applied. I know what I often did was I applied a lot of principles that I learned in business school. As I was working on my MBA, I was taught all kind of principles about strategic planning and, you know, organizational development and structure and how to decentralize and departmentalize the situation. And I was taught various, you know, matrix strategies, how to know where you're at in the matrix, you know. And so I just applied those things to my marriage because the beautiful thing is, I started working on my degree in business in January of 1990, and I got married in March of 1990. So the marriage and the business came at the same time. And I just applied those strategies that I was learning, strategies about economics and, you know, right, the study of economics, how things are created and distributed, who gets the wealth. And I began to look at things in my marriage, how are things distributed. So, you know, it wasn't so hard for me. And I thank God it's probably what saved my marriage. And, you know, but, you know, you're partnering with people and things like that. So it's been a beautiful thing. But successful people, they don't quit. Now, here's number five. This is what they absolutely, successful people, they are extraordinarily creative. How creative are you? What creative things are you doing? What creative things are you involved in? What are you creating? You know, are you creating a successful mindset for people? Are you creating success for others? I guarantee you that if you create success for others, you will automatically get it for yourself. Automatically, you will get it for yourself. Successful people are self-reliant, and they take responsibility. They don't blame. They don't worry. They don't complain. They don't even waste time doing those things. Yeah, I used to do that. That's where I used to live. I lived in the house of complaining and blaming. But where does that get me? Where did it get me? Absolutely nowhere. It just made me more miserable. We don't sit back and blame. We make a decision. If it's a bad decision, we realize that, okay, I made a bad decision. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make the next decision better. I'm not going to stay and complain and whine about bad decisions. We move on. The seventh thing we do is that we have a calm about ourselves. We have a peace about ourselves. We keep our perspective. You know, we don't try to be too high or too low. We just, you know, we're steady. Keep a calm perspective. We want to look at things for what we're going to benefit from it, no matter where. You know, you throw me in jail today, I'm not going to go berserk. I'm not going to lose my mind. You know, if we were to lose our mortgage today, I'm not going to go crazy. No, I'm going to be calm and try to figure. Because if you want to figure out a strategy and what to do and how you're going to move forward, you need to have a level head. You know, the Word of God tells us, be sober and vigilant. So you want to keep your head clear. You want to have a clear, and I mean a sober, you know, you want to have a clear head, a clear thought, clear perspective. You don't want to panic. You know, those people that they panic about everything, oh my God. You know, they're panic and, you know, they just do things and they can't, and then afterwards, like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. I want to move out of there. Number eight, we successful people, yes, I am putting myself, and that's another thing. We speak life, and we speak this thing. We are individuals who live in the now, right now, because we know that this is my moment of success right here. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, they said, oh, you know, the future when I get there. No, your future is today. This is your future. It's coming. It's coming. And what you see in your future is going to be based on what you did today. The future is not some smorgasbord that you go shopping and you say, oh, I want this, this, or that. No, no, no. The future is something that you create each and every day. And number nine, they are looking to the future, but they're living it today. And number 10, successful people take action quickly. They quickly move. They don't wait until next week, next month. They make that decision, you know, after they've done their research. They do their research right now, but they're able to take action. So while other people are standing around wondering, they're already moved in to action. Okay, well, those are our top 10. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want you to tune back in next week. We will be right here with another edition of the Coach Lalisa Show. It's been my absolute pleasure. Go out there, be a success, put these top 10 things into action. Listen to the archives again if you have to. Write them down and just try it. I tell people all the time, if it doesn't work, then go back to whatever else you were doing. But how can you reject it or say that it doesn't work if you haven't tried it? It's just like who goes to the gym. How can you say the dumbbells won't cause your muscles to strengthen when you don't even pick it up? You gotta pick these things up and you gotta put them in action. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll catch you back here next Wednesday, 8 a.m. Now go and be happy, whole, and free.